Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com with your hosts, Iggy Garcia, David Tucros, and Adriana Arts. Now back to the show.
That wasn't the right one, excuse me. This evening because Chief Iggy has provided me with two brand new little announcements for the show here, and this guy, rather than burn one, I was going to play the one I usually play, but I evidently picked the wrong one because Mr. Two Crows and Miss Adriana and Chief Iggy are not here with me. It's just me here doing the loudest location for radio you will probably ever hear. That's not true at all. I mean, you could go to a football game. I'm sure that's louder than this is. But it is kind of loud, and I still haven't found a new home for the show yet. We're just going to have to deal with it, I guess. Thank you for joining me here in the Midnight Garden. Things are looking a lot more Midnight Garden-y here in the Great West Midwest with the ice finally and the heat and humidity moving in. I've been told many times that I'm really not permitted or shouldn't be permitted to complain about the ice and the cold and then also complain about the heat and the humidity. But to me, they're two different things. Of course, you might also be saying a shaman shouldn't complain at all. In a fundamental sense, I'm really not. It's part of life. I realize that, but I don't feel like I have to repeat that all the time. I can be shallow and blow off steam from time to time, and it's really when I think you probably find this too. When you're upset about something, it's usually not that first thing that you're upset about. So when I'm complaining about the weather, it's probably not actually the weather that I'm upset about that day. In fact, I've been told that you have to ask. You have to ask that question, why? Well, I'm upset. Why? Because of the weather. Well, why? Well, because, you know, I can't get to where I want to get to. Why? You got to ask that why question five times, typically, before you get to whatever it is that's actually bothering you. I've never really done the exercise to know. I'm kind of a lazy philosopher in that way. I just kind of share philosophy. I don't really explore it all that much, unless it barges in on my personal experience, in which case I come here on the radio and I share it with you. It was actually relatively quiet here until just before I went on the air, which seems to be the way it goes. But people are out here on a Friday night having a good time. I certainly can't begrudge them that. I was going to attempt to do the show, that there's an outdoor patio here. And I was going to see if they would seat me out there and I could try and do the show from there. Indefinite factors, number one, I don't know if the Wi-Fi is strong enough out there. Number two, since it'll be easier for people around me to hear, and that's not, I mean, that's weird because I know, you know, people, however many people out there, I mean, dozens of people maybe hearing me out there now on the internet, that doesn't bother me, but someone sitting next to me in the restaurant hearing my ramblings might bother me a bit. So I guess there's only those two indefinite factors. Weather would be the third one. It's been kind of drizzly all night. It might rain on top of me and on top of my expensive for me electronic equipment. So I chickened out and came back inside and I'm dealing with the noise. I still have not gotten onto the show archive to listen and hear if you can even tell what I'm saying. And I've done about half a dozen shows here now. This is how irresponsible I am as a host of this show. I have no idea if you can even hear a word that I'm saying, but I'm still going on. I'm plowing on anyway, doing the best I can in this wood paneled, chicken winged interior in which I find myself surrounded by hockey and basketball. Looks like they're getting a little bit testy down in Utah. I saw some people shoving each other a moment ago. Too bad they don't have sticks like the hockey guys have to hit each other with. But that's as may be. Again, thank you. The whole point of this is for me to speak. I speak as the spirit moves me to speak, and I hope that my ravings align in some way with the intentions of spirit, and I hope that someone out there needs to hear at least one or two of the words that I'm saying. So that's what it's all about. Don't look for any deep philosophical insights. It's me whining mostly. I do try and keep the whining to a minimum because I know it's irritating. But there, you know, some whining will creep in. I apologize. Anyway, so here we are. How are you? How was your week? That's usually the format that this takes. It's usually my going over things that have happened in my week that seem significant. Mostly, I've been struggling with trying to restore my smartphone service because I believe I reported last week that I had just purchased my first smartphone. The next day, I took it with me to a certain big box housewares store of Swedish ancestry. I went there with my friend Twilight Evening Star and shopped for a while, and I had my smartphone in the pocket of my jacket. And we're going through the checkout, and Twilight asked me if I could help her carry her stuff to the car. And then we went to our next destination, and when I got out of the car, I noticed that I didn't have my phone in my pocket anymore. So we went all the way back to the store, retraced our steps, and could not locate the phone. Checked in with our lost and found, could not locate the phone. And this is like, you know, not just any smartphone, but my very first smartphone of my life. Lost it the second day I had it. Now, even worse, I did a regular Sprint store. Oops, I shouldn't have said that. That was a brand name. Let's call it the quickly running smartphone store. I bought it at a certain big box retailer that also sells cell phones. And I went to Target and got the phone, and they sold me the insurance, you know, that goes with it. You know, it gets beat up or lost, that it'll be replaced. Well, insurance. They sold me their own, and their own doesn't cover the lost phone. So I'm just out the money that I paid. But I do have another one now, and unfortunately, I didn't have time to have it programmed as nicely as the Target people did that. But I do have my email on there. I can read my email, which is the main thing I wanted the phone for. I can check my email anytime I want to. I don't have to bundle up my laptop and go to the library or try and get on the list and fight all the kids who are on the computers at the library. I can get my email anytime I need to. So I have to work on how I get the other fascinating applications working on that show, telephone. So we are now about 10 minutes into the show. So I think it's an appropriate time to play for you one of these wonderful cuts that Chief Iggy has prepared for me, as everybody else on the network has these, that they can, take a break from their yammering for a few seconds. I've just never had them. I don't know why, but I'm thankful to Iggy for making me a couple. And here I'm going to go ahead and give you the first one right now. So present it for your approval. A break. Spot about the Midnight Garden.
You are listening to withinsightsradio.com. Now back to the Midnight Garden.
Now, it takes a lot more effort than you might think to do something like that. Because I helped him make a few of those cuts before. And to make it sound that good, you can't stumble over any words. You can't click anything with your tongue. Try, just in the course of speaking during your day, try and go through 10 seconds of speech without messing anything up at all. And then, of course, there's the choice of the music, that upbeat, kind of like me, 100% upbeat all the time. Not really, but actually for the show, the music is something more dirge-like would probably be more appropriate. But I like it. I like the music. I thank him once again. And there's another one to play when we get up to about 20 minutes into the show, 10 minutes to go. I will go ahead and play that for you, so you have something to look forward to. Let me get a sip of my Coca-Cola here. I've tried a different approach, by the way, because I always feel, you know, I don't use Wi-Fi. And so, I mean, although that is sort of the main reason I'm here at the restaurant, is to steal their Wi-Fi. But I feel if I buy something, I'm not stealing. But then it also gets, I'm trying to cut down on the amount of doing just because I'm not making as much money at my retail job as I thought I might be. So this is like a $10-$12 trip. So what I'm going to do is I just ordered a Coke to sip on. And when I'm done with the show, I'm going to order some food to go, and then I'll have lunch for tomorrow. So we'll see how that works out. A little bit of a strategic planning there. Try and make the Mud Toe budget go more smoothly. Now, and that topic kind of moves me along to something else that happened today. I have a regular appointment with a therapist. Surprise! This guy I've been seeing for about a year, and he's a good guy, and I've enjoyed working with him. But as most therapists do, he is moving on. He's going on to another therapy mill, and good luck to him. I'm going to see him probably one more time, and then they'll be moving me along to somebody else. But our session today was about how I can get from where I am to where I want to be. And that's a deep philosophical topic right there. But, I've taken this job in retail, and it's it's a relief to have money coming in. At the same time, it kind of puts me in a – because – it's difficult for me to move on from it. What's the next thing? What's this next thing that's going to get me to a better place? Because I'm in this place that's, while not ideal, is, for the moment, paying my bills. And we got to talking about, what was it, that dissatisfied me about my present situation. And mostly it is, that I'm working in retail. Not that I see any dishonor in that, but I do have an advanced degree. I kind of feel like my talents aren't being utilized there. So he asked me, the therapist asked me, where do you think your talents might be utilized? And I kind of hemmed in a couple of things that I really didn't 100% mean. And then I got to what I know to be the real answer, and I seldom share it because it's always seemed unrealistic to me, with something that was more creative. Now, I've never really done anything creative for a living. I used to do a lot of community theater. But when I was in high school, what I wanted to do, that's what I wanted to do coming out of high school, was go to a tech school and learn how to use a television camera and a mixing board. And then use that, you go to a small TV station and work my way up. And my highest aspiration was to be the producer of the evening news, in some television station in some city somewhere. And I could go to schools and ladies' club functions, and I would be the producer of the news. And I would say, well, what is it like? What is it to be the producer of the news? And then I could represent that. That's really what I wanted to do. And I was talked out of it. I was talked out of it by my parents and my counselors and basically all the people, all of the adult figures who had my ear at that time, said, no, you can't, you have too good of an academic record to go to tech school. You have to go to a four-year college. So I went to a four-year college and I studied engineering. I worked in engineering for 14 years. When that ran its course, I went into education and taught school for a while. And I went to school for a while, and I worked with student teachers for a while. Then that ran its course, and I'm stuck where I am now for the past almost 6 years. And I look hard for that opportunity to get back to that dream. And what it takes is money. You know, I have to have the cash to go back to school and get those. They might be, well, first I got to do the research to find out what it is that I might need. And then cash will be needed to make that happen. And, you know, cash is something that's in short supply. Well, my therapist suggested that I do something to take some sort of immediate step to get me towards working in a field that was more creative. And the first thing I thought of, and I didn't want to say it, was that I could get. And again, I never did theater professionally. I know some people who do. I have contact with them at the college where I do the medical simulations, because many of them do that in between shows to supplement their income. And I am, you know, I'm on a number of Facebook pages that post announcements for auditions. I was on that at a time when I was putting a play together at Chief Iggy's restaurant and looking for cast. And I see those come across my screen, and every once in a while I see one that kind of tweaks my interest. But so far I've never gone. I found some reason to talk myself out of it. A show that I had done before, a show that I knew and really wanted to do at some point in my life, but I've always, you know, this has been over a period of years, always talked myself out of it. Well, the challenge my therapist gave me, as he's on the way out the door, by the way, but the challenge he gave me was take a step toward doing that. Find an auction. So maybe it's not enough time to find an audition somewhere and go. You know, you don't know how the timing works out. But, you know, talk to one or two of those friends of mine and figure out, you know, what I need to be working on, what I need to do to move in that direction. So, again, that's the challenge. Some people are shouting at each other. I don't know why. overload of beer, I guess. I'm distracted. So yes, this is, again, his sort of last challenge to me. And I'm going to see him again in 2 weeks, and that'll probably be the last time I see him. I need to bring him back some sort of report on how I'm, you know, moving towards just the first one time, you know, back to the theater and see how it goes. I worked at a theater. I guess you could say I sort of worked professionally in theater. There was a dinner theater here in town that shortly after I lost my job at OSU from high school hired me to work crew there. I ran lights and the sound. And then after a few months, we had a falling out. And I was planning on stepping away from that anyway, just because it was the least lucrative. I actually had 6 part-time jobs at that time. And that was the least lucrative and about the most time-consuming of my part-time jobs. So it was about to go anyway. But my old friend saved me the trouble of walking into his office and quitting. I've done that, and I didn't like it terribly well. That you know, the dinner theater has different problems related than theater has. So I think that the things that I didn't like about it likely would not carry over. So that's something I'm going to report out to my outgoing therapist, and I'll also report out to you guys how it's going. Okay, and now we've reached the 20, so I'm going to go ahead and play you break cut number 2. And actually, this is about.
Can't get enough of the Midnight Garden? The Uncommon Shaman invites you to visit muttosasquatch.com, the writings of a freelance philosopher. You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
Hello. I hope you're there. One of the hazards of doing the show at a remote location, I guess. I lost my connection on the computer. Sorry, I tried to throw some interesting things like this at you.
You're listening to WithInsightsRadio.com.
Like that. Many of you probably abandoned me while I was in the midst of that. Sorry about that. That was a technical failure and I kind of suspected I was having a lot of trouble with the computer earlier, being very slow and whatnot, and I have probably, but this gives me the chance to use my brand new smartphone, my second new smartphone, actually, the second smartphone I've ever had, which I got to replace the first phone I had, smartphone I ever had, which I left. Okay, now here's, I hadn't seen this one before. Here's another one called entitled The Midnight Garden. So let's see what he left for us here.
Welcome to the Midnight Garden with Mudto Sasquatch, the Uncommon Shaman.
Now see, I think that's the one, I'll have to remember this, that's the one that's intended to be the opening one. It's when I come on, and then the other ones I use when I need a break. So just, we're learning together, we're all learning these things. So, I have absolutely no idea what I was talking about before all that happened, so I'll break into another topic that I was going to pursue. This was one I was talking about last week, but I don't think it came through very well, just because I'm trying to talk about people, and I don't want to use their names, so it becomes very awkward when I'm saying, well, this person said and that person said, when I can't say what that person's name is. So the one person, the one who was knocking on my door and giving me all the trouble, we're going to call her Kate. And the other person, my neighbor who kind of informs on Kate, I'm going to call her Susan. Okay, so we've got Kate and Susan. And I was really kind of hoping, I told the story last week about how Kate and her mother sort of deceived me into being their drug runner, their drug driver. And I asked her not to darken my door again, and so far she has not. I had heard from Susan that Kate was not doing well, that she had that she was living in a crack house and was in poor health, and that the crack house had actually dumped that kicked her out at one point. And she's telling me this. And first of all, I'm wondering, why she felt she wanted to tell me that. But second, I'm starting to feel guilty about having, I made Kate go away, and now all these terrible things are happening to her. And I had to stop myself. I had to say, no, this is not my fault. I did not do this. And these are choices that she's made, and including, dealing drugs out of the back seat of my car. Which, I can't, these things for my own safety, I have to look to things that might get me landed in jail, for God's sake. Maybe she doesn't fear jail. She's been to jail before. It doesn't seem to bother her. But the idea bothers me, and the idea of being connected with drugs bothers me. And I can't put myself, I can't put her in front of myself, can I? Somehow I thought I had more to say about this than that. I don't know. I'm seeing that I'm done, basically, with that topic, and I only spent about 3 minutes on it. I really thought that was going to be something I was going to be yakking about for some time, but evidently not. But, that's because I'm not really struggling with it. I worked it out in the first 30 seconds. It's like, no, I can't feel guilty about this. There's no point that it's not correct for me to feel guilty about this. So I mean that the struggle, the moral struggle, was over with long ago. And I thought, well, that would be something really interesting to talk about on the show. And I guess so, but just not for very long. I think, are there people out there who would disagree with me on that? That I should feel some tugging at my heartstrings for a person that I sent away, and she now is having difficulties? I don't know. I don't think so. And yet I sometimes deride myself for having that sort of coldness spirit that allows me to move on from people rather easily. You know, that I don't see people for a long time. Like, you know, I didn't see the Iggy in the gang for quite a while. But I saw them a few weeks ago at a drum circle. There would be an opportunity to see them again this Sunday, but unfortunately I'm going to be working. I won't be able to go. I mean, I had a lot of fun talking to them, and it made me want to see them more. But during the time when I wasn't seeing them very much, you know, I wasn't sitting at home saying, "Oh God, I need to see these people." And that's a trait I share with my brother. So maybe it's something I need to talk about with him. That you seem to be able to let people go very easily. And is this thing with Kate about that, or is it really about self-preservation? Okay, I've received my warning, so I need to step aside and let others use the airwaves. I do hope you were able to stick with me through the unplanned intermission there, and we'll take steps to make sure that doesn't happen again. I'm not sure what those steps might be, but I will definitely take steps. Thank you for joining me this evening, and we'll see you next time.